climate change is affecting the average snow accumulation in the mountainous West, but nobody had looked as much at how interannual variability is changing. It has different effects than the mean changes that we already knew about.
This is Adrienne Marshall, a postdoctoral researcher at the University of Idaho who studies the impacts of climate change on snow. Marshall and her team used publicly available data on snowpack to run climate models. These models predicted future climate across the western United States under historical greenhouse gas emissions and future high greenhouse gas emissions. They found that climate change will cause changes in snowpack from year to year.
In Utah, in many of the lower elevation parts of your mountain ranges, you see increases in those multi-year snow droughts. Some of the higher elevation ranges, they're a little less sensitive to those changes. The timing of maximum snowpack is generally occurring earlier in the year, and we found that is becoming more variable.
Marshall said that these changes could impact recreation and agriculture in Utah.
A lot of Utahns like to ski or snowboard. This might have implications for the profitability of ski resorts. It matters for forest health. Increasing snow drought conditions can make it harder for trees to have enough water longer in the summer season. We all rely on water for agriculture. We know that changing snowpack affects water resources.
These findings came from models run using a high emissions scenario. It's possible that if emissions are reduced, the impacts on year-to-year snowpack could be weaker. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Leslie Ferrero.